Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
Death Row is the part of a prison that houses inmates awaiting the sentence of capital punishment for some seriously heinous crimes. While capital punishment is an intensely controversial issue, it's still famously legal across the United States, but the U.S. isn't the only country in the world with a death row. From the crimes that can land you there to the last meal you're given, it all varies wildly depending on where you're condemned. So, let's explore some of the most shocking differences in death rows around the world.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
As of January 2021, 109 countries have abolished capital punishment entirely. These include all European Union countries plus the UK, Australia, Canada, Mongolia, Argentina, Mexico, the Philippines, and many more. Now, a further 28 countries are classed as abolitionist in practice, meaning they uphold capital punishment in law, but haven't officially carried out a sentence in more than 10 years. These include the Russian Federation, Myanmar, Morocco, Algeria, Kenya, and most surprisingly, South Korea. A country more famous for its K-pop and K-drama than its capital punishment. Makes you wonder if Squid Game was more of a documentary. Just 8 reserved the penalty for serious offenses, like war crimes, in countries that have had issues with uprisings against leading regimes in the recent past. For that, look to Brazil, Kazakhstan, Guatemala, and several others. But then, there's the shockingly high 55 retentionist countries, the ones where the penalty is fully upheld within the law. If shocking news headlines are anything to go by, you're probably thinking that alongside the US, these are mainly countries known for their harsh punishments, like China, Saudi Arabia, and North Korea. But surprisingly, Japan is also on that list, the only fully democratic country to do so. Before you scream at me, the US technically classes as a democratic republic, making Japan's position on the penalty all the more shocking. And despite appearances, not every European country is abolitionist. I'm looking at you, Belarus. Led by an authoritarian regime, Belarus's government mainly uses its punishing power to suppress political unrest. However, the use of capital punishment is also a major hurdle that has prevented the country from becoming part of the European Union. Now, despite what many people may think, the death sentence isn't legal in every state in the U.S. Currently, 24 states allow it, 23 don't, and 3 have moratoriums in place, meaning prisoners can still be given the sentence, but the death part is temporarily pardoned. So, if you're planning on doing anything criminally dumb in the near future, be sure not to do it in any of these places if you don't want to end up paying with your life. But no matter where you are in the world, it's not a crime to follow my podcast and leave a 5-star rating. All done. Great. Because you're not going to believe some of the stuff we're about to get into. They say, if you're prepared to do the crime, then be prepared to do the time. But some crimes have more time attached to them depending on where you are in the world, and in some places, your time would be well and truly up. Let's start in the US. Here, there are 42 capital offenses you can commit that'll guarantee you a spot on death row. Homicide is the big one, with other more specific crimes such as willful wrecking of a train resulting in death or mailing injurious articles with fatal intent. Others are less obvious, though, such as espionage, the practice of spying, or treason, which is defined as levying war against the government. Because these acts pose a serious threat to national security, especially in times of war, they're considered crimes worthy of the death penalty. But not so in other countries. Over in Japan, capital punishment is only doled out for crimes that meet a very strict 9-point criteria called the Nagayama Standard. Here, elements of the crime like the degree of viciousness, the motive, remorsefulness, and sentiments of bereaved family members are weighed against each other. In particular, the number of victims involved tips the scale heavily, so the sentence is usually only reserved for serial homicides. As such, only 16 of the 130 death sentences Japanese courts have handed out since 1993 have involved a single victim. That's just 12%. In nearby North Korea, it's a little bit stricter. The militaristic rule of the country means crimes against the state are considered the worst of all. So, alongside homicide and treason, comparatively smaller crimes like counterfeiting, smuggling, and the vaguely titled offense of grave misdemeanor can all warrant the death penalty. I mean, what does a grave misdemeanor even entail? Are we talking robbery or swearing? Assault or putting raisins in cookies? Theft or farting in an enclosed space when people are around you? It could be anything. As bad as North Korea's vague laws sound, they're nothing compared to Nigeria's. In 12 predominantly Muslim states in the north of the country, a strict Islamic law, called Sharia law, operates in the criminal as well as the super-religious domain. Because of the strict religious ruling, capital punishment is handed out for things like adultery, homosexuality, and even blasphemy. Specifically, speaking ill of Islam's holy figures will land you in hot water. So bad-mouthing God in the highly conservative parts of this country can book you an express ticket to meet the big man himself. But even Nigeria's laws look tame compared to Saudi Arabia's. Sharia law is absolute here, so crimes like blasphemy or waging war on God are also punished in this country with the death penalty. But they take this stance so seriously that witchcraft can also land Saudi citizens with a capital sentence. Practicing sorcery, magic, or anything supernatural is considered a capital offense. Oh, that'd make for one really harrowing Harry Potter book, that's for sure. Once the death sentence has been passed in a court of law, the life of a prisoner changes dramatically. Having been condemned to the worst fate imaginable, their world is turned upside down and placed behind bars. Now, usually in America, prisoners who are just serving time are kept in the general population. Here, most get their own tiny cells to sleep in, ranging from about 50 to 70 square feet in size, complete with a sanitary facility and a bed. While they sleep alone, they can still mingle with other prisoners during the day, take on jobs like canteen cooking inside the facility, and, depending on the state they're in, can access the outside yard every day. That's about all the liberties they get, though, which sounds incredibly restrictive. Over on death row, though, inmates can only dream of such freedoms. According to Florida's Department of Correctional Facilities, death row inmates are kept in cells just 54 square feet in size. These can include a toilet, but don't always include washing facilities. To clean themselves, they're escorted in handcuffs to showers and watched the entire time by several wardens in case they get any bright ideas. There's no canteen for these guys, just 3 square meals served in the cells at 5 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 4 p.m. And the only cutlery they're allowed is a spork. They can have snacks, radios, even small 13-inch TVs to keep the boredom at bay. But there's no AC, no cable TV or streaming services, and they're rarely allowed to mingle with other prisoners. They're allowed out of their cell for up to 1 hour a day for exercise and visitation rights, but the other 23 hours they spend in solitary confinement. However, once their death warrant is signed, meaning all their appeals have failed, they get moved to a slightly larger 84 square feet cell. That's about the only upgrade there is, though, as all radios and TVs are moved outside the cells and they can only watch or listen to them through the bars. Over in Texas, though, the restrictions are even more severe. While each cell is guaranteed to have a window, there's no word on what the view is like. On top of that, TVs are out of the question, and depending on their custody level, Only some inmates may have access to a radio to help pass the time. But if we rewind to 2016 and head over to Delaware back when the death penalty was still legal in the state, regulations were a little laxer. Single cells were roughly 91 square feet in size, but inmates could also be housed with other prisoners in some maximum security units. Depending on the restriction level of the units they were assigned to, these inmates could even eat in the dining hall with everyone else. Not only that, but they could also enjoy up to 21 hours a week of exercise, shower, and visitation time. It's not exactly what I would call comfortable, but that's almost luxurious compared to current conditions in Alabama. Here, cells can be as small as just 40 square feet all around. That's barely what you'd call closet space. There are no windows and no AC, and with Alabama summers averaging a scorching 90 degrees Fahrenheit, the heat is often unbearable. Some prisoners are issued with a fan, but it doesn't do much, and many resort to standing in their toilets to try and cool down. But that's just the USA. So how do these conditions compare to the rest of the world? Well, if we take a trip over to Japan, it's actually not all that different. Like America, death row cells here are solitary and tiny, but at around 80 square feet, they're bigger than most of the others we've explored, although they don't contain a bed. In traditional Japanese custom, the beds fold out, giving inmates more room to repent, I suppose. It also includes a toilet, bookshelf, and low sink, but to prevent the inmates from harming themselves, each has been designed with round corners. Even the taps on the sink are operated by a timeout button so that they can't flood the cells. Like America, inmates are fed 3 times a day on a diet that consists pretty rigidly of just rice, soup, and a small portion of meat or fish. They do not have access to a commissary or prison shop, so there's no additional food on the menu. On top of this, Japan's inmates are not allowed TVs. They may listen to daytime radio shows, but not in the evening. They're allowed to bathe just 3 times a week during the hot summer months and only twice during the winter. The only reprieve they do get is a 30-minute stint of exercise in a fenced yard every day. This doesn't sound good, but it's practically heaven compared to India's death rows. India is incredibly secretive about its death row practices and rarely releases any official documents about the conditions its inmates are kept under. But some stories told by prisoners who had their convictions overturned paint a pretty bleak picture. They're held in solitary confinement for most of the day, and conversation with any other inmates is strictly prohibited. There's no air conditioning despite temperatures rising up to 113 degrees Fahrenheit in the summer, but the cells do have windows. Unfortunately, many look out over a set of gallows in the prison yard, serving as an unavoidable, torturous reminder of the fate that awaits them. In Vietnam, though, it gets worse. Like India, very little is known about the death row system here, but the laws require inmates to be held in solitary confinement and monitored around the clock. According to stories from former inmates, if a death row prisoner is deemed particularly dangerous, they have one of their feet shackled to the cell. In these cases, the prisoners are only released from the shackles for 15 minutes a day, in which time they can bathe, eat, and use the toilet. Oh man, that sounds so bad it almost makes Alabama look good. Once the gavel comes down and the death sentence is passed, prisoners aren't immediately shipped off to the afterlife. In many countries, the appeals and potential exoneration process is a long and arduous one that can see prisoners pacing around their cells for years. But it's not the same the world over. So let's start in America. With so many legal hoops to jump through regarding appeals, scheduling, petitions, Supreme Court decisions, and trials that can last decades, prisoners can expect to wait an average of 22 years between sentencing and punishment. During this time, around 25% of inmates pass away from natural causes. Back in the 1990s, though, this was an average of just 8 years. But the complexity and time-consuming nature of the sentences, plus the ever-growing backlog of cases, have seen this wait time increase. And that's just the average. Inmate Raymond Riles spent more than 45 years on death row in Texas before being resentenced to life in prison in 2021. But once the death warrant has been signed, depending on the state, prisoners will be informed they have between just 10 and 90 days to make their peace.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With the struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
Over in Japan, trials can also last decades thanks to the legal system. But prisoners here aren't often given the luxury of a death date. So little warning is given, some inmates are only informed of their execution on the day it happens. This makes the story of the world's longest surviving death row inmate, Iwao Hakamada, even more amazing as he survived on death row for more than 48 years. Fortunately, he was acquitted after it was discovered police had falsified evidence against him. That's a long time not knowing if today will be your last for a crime you didn't commit. However, when it comes to waiting, few countries are as scarily efficient as China. The country itself is very private regarding its death row process. Even so, an in-depth study based on scraps of information leaked from the country has led experts to believe that the average time between sentencing and punishment is a harrowingly short 50 days. That's less than 2 months. It sounds impossibly quick. But considering China is the world's leading executioner with thousands of citizens estimated to meet this fate every year, it would certainly make sense. In comparison, just 17 capital sentences were carried out across the U.S. in 2020. But in Belarus, the time an inmate has to make peace with the final ruling is even quicker. It's reported that the convict in question is informed that all their appeals have either failed or been denied just 2 minutes before the sentence is carried out. I'm not sure which would be worse, waiting for days or being given a few minutes to come to terms with it all. What do you think? I can't talk about death rows without mentioning the infamous last meal. I've got a whole episode about it, by the way, in case you want to delve further. Now, if you knew the next meal you ate would be your last, what would you go for? I'd choose a big juicy steak with all the trimmings and a huge chocolate brownie for dessert. Man, that sounds good. But for a lot of prisoners on death row, the last meal they eat isn't always something they have a choice in. In the U.S., last meals are often served to inmates a few days before their date with destiny. Most can order anything they want. Well, almost anything. Prisons can deny requests for alcohol or tobacco products, and others can limit the request to items that can only be obtained from within the prison system. That can mean no fast food, no local gourmet restaurant delivery, and even no home-cooked meal from their family. Many states also have a cost limit on the last meals of their prisoners. In Florida, the meal can cost up to $40, but in Oklahoma, it can only cost up to $15. Sounds kind of stingy, but it's better than being in Texas. Currently, prisoners aren't even allowed to pick their last meal. They used to be able to, but back in 2011, death row inmate Lawrence Brewer ordered a huge banquet of food for his last meal, and then refused to eat it once it arrived. So, Texas changed its policy, and now none of Texas's death row inmates get a say in what they're served. But many states have been pretty lenient in the past, allowing inmates to order whatever they want. Before Illinois, inmate John Wayne Gacy received his capital punishment back in 1994, he was able to order a bucket of KFC, fries, 12 fried shrimp, a pound of fresh strawberries, and a Coke. On the other end of the spectrum, back in 1963, Iowa inmate Victor Feger ordered a single olive with the stone still in it. He hoped the stone would sprout into a tree on his grave as a symbol of peace, but for all his good intentions, that never happened. One of the stranger requests a Texas prison received before the ban on last meals came from James Edward Smith back in 1990, who requested a plate of dirt. Not just any old dirt, though. It was Rayaconda dirt, which is earth taken from someone's grave. It's often associated with voodoo rituals, and James believed that by eating it, he wouldn't become a ghost. Suffice it to say, this was a little too macabre for the wardens to fulfill. He got a yogurt instead. Now, last meals aren't guaranteed all over the world. In Indonesia, last meal requests on death row generally aren't taken. However, back in 2015, members of the Bali Nine smuggling gang were allowed to order pizza and KFC in the days leading up to their date with fate. There, food can also be provided by family members and split between prisoners if they feel like sharing. Over in Malaysia, last meals are often made from a fixed variety of food, including steak, fried chicken, plain rice, vegetables, salad, milk, orange juice, and water. Although some inmates who declined last meals in the past were sometimes given a simple KFC dinner instead. Hang on, what's the deal with KFC being a last meal of choice for so many people? I guess it's tasty, cheap, and easy to get hold of. Well, at least they'll be able to tick that meal off their KFC bucket list. In Taiwan, the rules around alcohol on death row are a little laxer. A final meal of the prisoner's choice, such as traditional bento, is served with a bottle of Kaoliang liquor. It's a very strong sorghum-based drink, which is popular across China and Taiwan. I'm sure having the whole bottle to yourself would take the edge off even the most nervous inmate. What about somewhere a bit bigger, like India? While there's no last meal ritual stipulated in the law, prison authorities reportedly do make exceptions for inmates in their final hours. In 2012, prisoner Ajmal Kasab apparently requested a couple of tomatoes. The guards generously offered him an entire basketful, but he only took two, and of them, he only munched on one. Knowing all that, where would you want your last meal to be? Now, while some crimes might lawfully warrant capital punishment, special circumstances can see a criminal get away with a slightly lighter sentence. In the US, intellectual disability is a pretty important factor. Up until 2014, it was considered unconstitutional to issue someone with an IQ of 70 or under with a capital punishment. But when inmate Freddie Lee Hall was found to have an IQ score of 71, a mere margin of error, the state of Florida still slapped him with a death sentence. The unfairness was eventually overruled, but the strict 70-point cutoff is still currently employed as part of a more rigid framework by states like Kentucky and Alabama. In Nigeria, there's nothing in the rules about excusing those with intellectual disability, but they do draw the line at sentencing pregnant women. At least they don't fulfill the sentencing while they're pregnant, though it can still go ahead after the birth of the child. It sounds grim, but this rule applies to almost all countries where the death penalty is legal, including Japan and the US. But in Vietnam, pregnant women are totally exempt from the charge and instead can be sentenced to life in prison. What's more, women nursing a child under 3 years old are also exempt, along with people over the age of 75. There's also a workaround for officials convicted of corruption who can spare themselves the death penalty if they pay back at least 75% of the profits they illicitly obtain. That's certainly one way to get people to cough up. And in the United Arab Emirates, compensation isn't just an escape route for officials. As a country that abides by Sharia law, a convict on death row may be fully pardoned by the family of the victim. Usually, this involves an agreed form of payment. It sounds like a ruling out of the past. But as recently as June 2021, Bex Krishnan, an Indian businessman on the UAE's death row, promised to pay the family of his victim 500,000 Emirati dirham, roughly $130,000, to pardon him for his crimes. And they say money can't buy you everything. It might surprise you, but not all modern execution methods are the same from country to country. How a prisoner is put to death varies wildly depending on where they are, and it's not even the same across the US. The US has not one, not two, but five authorized methods they use to carry out death sentences, though most meet their end via lethal injection. Prisoners are led to an isolated room and restrained on a table. Then they're injected with up to three different pharmaceutical drugs. The first sedates the prisoner, the second paralyzes them, and the final one stops their heart. However, in 8 states, including Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee, electrocution is also currently used. That's right, the old electric chair. And disturbingly, it's the primary method used in South Carolina. More antiquated methods like lethal gas are allowed in 3 states, hanging in 2 states, and firing squads in 4. And incredibly, in most states, prisoners can actually choose how they'd like to go. That's a decision I hope none of us ever has to make. Over in Japan and South Korea, though, there's only one option. The primary method used in both these countries is hanging. In Japan, prisoners are led into a sterile chamber with a large red box marked on the floor. A blindfold and black hood are placed over their head along with a noose. Their hands and legs are bound to prevent them from flailing, and they stand in the box. Then, out of view, up to 5 guards hit a set of 5 buttons simultaneously, which activates the trapdoor of the red box. Why 5 buttons, though, when it only requires 1 to open? Well, this makes it unclear which guard is responsible, allowing them to keep their conscience clear. In China, one of 2 methods is used, a lethal injection or a single gunshot. But unlike the US and Japan, which have dedicated chambers, not all condemned Chinese prisoners are so lucky. Disguised as a regular police van, China's mobile execution units can load the condemned into the back and carry out lethal injections on the road. Apparently, this is all for the sake of efficiency. That is one police van you do not want to get pulled over by. Over in Taiwan, though, it's a very different affair. Following the last meal, the prisoner is taken to a chamber, anesthetized, and laid on the ground face down. The act is carried out with a single gunshot, and that's when it starts to get weird. It's customary for the executioner to burn votive money, a type of fake currency, as an offering to the deceased in the afterlife. It's also considered customary for the inmate to tuck a little money into their leg irons as a tip for their executioner for doing a good job. I'd really hate to see what sort of service a bad tip would get you. Now, that was an intense topic. If you're not done with it, check out my episode about the strangest last meal requests. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.